around the bend into the parking lot. I took note of a lady taking an extended puff from a long pipe on the patio. Became jubilated about the prospect of making these adding hookah to its offerings, which I was craving that afternoon. Yet unfortunately, as I searched for the source of the holes, I soon came to the conclusion this older Caucasian lady was just inhaling from her oxygen tank, and that hookah was still ultimately unavailable in the
case. As I searched for the source of the holes, I soon came to the conclusion this older Caucasian lady was just inhaling from her oxygen tank. That hookah was ill.
Walking into the bar, a channel was playing the melody from yesterday by the Beatles at a loud yet not a reasonable decibel level, while two older ladies showed off to my mind at least considerable pool skills at the adjacent pool table. In an area where both Katrina and I sat after the bartender recalling our exact drinks from the week prior, gave us a mezcal and vodka on the rice with water respectively. Sitting on this thin bench, I couldn't help but notice that the limes and nicotines consistently seemed to be completely dried out. If they served as their leg limes and secreted no juice at all when squeezed. One of the older ladies playing pool had a look in the eyes that I associated with pure death as her black jeans sagged off her tiny body.